As the Treasure Valley grows, so will its need for water. The Idaho Water Resource Board has studied future water demand in the area. And according to a study performed by a Boise consulting firm, the valley's population could more than double over the next 50 years from about 600,000 people up to nearly 1.6 million. And the demand for water could more than triple. Brian Patton is chief of the Planning Bureau for the Idaho Water Resource Board, and he told our Samantha Wright that the valley needs to start preparing now for those growing needs.
The report that the Water Resource Board had prepared by SPF Water Engineers indicates that the domestic, commercial, municipal, and industrial water needs in the Treasure Valley could increase from the current level of 110,000 acre feet per year to a range of between 270,000 to 390,000 acre feet a year, depending on a variety of factors. That was based off growth numbers that are prepared for other planning needs that the cities use for their needs for transportation planning and other things.
You mentioned a variety of sources where the water goes, not just water inside a house. What about water inside a house? How much of that is going to go up?
Oh, that's a great question. And I think indoor use by residential users is projected to increase from 55,700 acre feet currently to 61,300, which does take into account moderate levels of conservation going forward.
So some conservation would be needed to reach that level.
Right, and some of that will happen just as a matter of course with more efficient water use fixtures being installed in new construction going forward.
It sounds like we're going to need more water. Are we going to have more water? That's the other question.
Well, there are a variety of ways that gap can be bridged. That is why the state is looking at additional investment in groundwater studies in the Treasure Valley, looking at additional reservoir storage in the Treasure Valley, looking at additional conservation measures in the Treasure Valley. There are even, you know, the potential to bring water in from the Snake River or the Payette River, perhaps, to help bridge that gap. Though most of those types of projects are years out in the future, however.
And I think I saw something in there about the possibility of sewer water being used, recaptured, and recharged. Is that right?
Reuse of treated wastewater is one measure that could be brought to bear to help bridge this gap, correct?
Is it feasible to think that we're going to get enough water if the demand is what it says in the study? Are we going to be able to come up with enough water from all the sources that you're talking about?
I think if the solutions are mixed and matched, yes. I think there is not one solution that's going to bridge the whole gap, but I think a variety of solutions could be brought to bear and bridge that gap over time, yes.
How are we as the Treasure Valley compared to other places when it comes to water demand over the next 50 years?
The Treasure Valley is actually in a pretty favorable position. We have better water supplies than most cities in the arid west, actually.
So we're in pretty good shape.
The Treasure Valley's in pretty good shape, but we have to do our planning. We have to spend more time investigating the aquifer to know what we really have from that resource.
You mentioned groundwater pumping out of the aquifer. Is that feasible? Is that something we can do?
Right. We think that in some areas of the valley, the aquifer can withstand additional pumping, primarily the downstream areas. We do know that the farther upstream we get toward Boise, and particularly into southeast Boise, the aquifer can't withstand any additional stresses in those parts of the valley. So that is one of the things that we need to spend a little more time looking at in additional groundwater studies in the Treasure Valley. We have to get ahead of the curve in trying to figure out how we're going to mix and match all these solutions and put them together.
That's Brian Patton. Brian is the head of the Planning Bureau for the Idaho Water Resource Board. He spoke with our Samantha Wright.